Were you surprised that this decision was made?
Well, yeah, and I understand your sentiments, and maybe some of the fans share those similar opinions. But I mean, we're talking about a guy who has, a reasonable pedigree here in the league. I mean, a guy who probably, I think Kyle Orton, what is he, probably just south of 60% completion for his career, played 75 games and had some good games, put together some strengths. But we're not talking about a long-term veteran who has had quality starts in recent years. I mean, that was a couple of years ago too, so he hasn't had many quality starts in the last couple of years. So I don't maybe share that same sentiment. I'm a little bit surprised, quite frankly. I don't think EJ played particularly well last week, or 2 days ago, I guess, in Houston. But he didn't get a lot of help early in the game, and he didn't get any help from the running game. I mean, the strategy for this offensive team to be successful is to run the ball successfully, execute a play action pass game, stretch the field a little bit with some of these speed receivers that they have, and have EJ put the ball in the hands of his playmakers, 25 times a game, and then you throw you run the ball the rest of the time. And the screen game again has disappeared from this team, which I don't understand why, because they're a really good screen team. The bubble screen, which I thought was going to be a route that they ran, with some frequency with Sammy Watkins, it has been non-existent. Now that could be, in part due to the injury that Sammy suffered in the preseason. So I don't know those things, but regardless of who plays quarterback, if they throw the ball 43 times and run 25, they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. And at this point, so they need to, something has to happen. I'm not so sure they want to win, and they must feel that this is a way to help achieve that purpose. But I was surprised. I really was.
Mark, as well as I do that given the issues the Bills have had in trying to fill that position, since Jim Kelly was there, the issues they've had in trying to fill that position, people are automatically going to look at this and say, well, that's it. EJ Manuel's going to be a bust. And you can't do that, can you?
No, not at all. And like I said, I mean, part of the problems he had on Sunday, again, I think he missed a few throws, but he threw a couple accurate balls early in the game that guys dropped on him. And that messes with your confidence as a quarterback, and then you don't have a running game that was having a whole lot of success. I mean, you're having trouble blocking J.J. Watt, and he was creating some havoc in the backfield. And you were lining up in personnel matchups offensively that caused the Houston Texans to react with their big personnel, and then you're having trouble running against those guys. So the problems weren't exclusive to EJ Manuel. I can tell you that the problems were across the board with the offensive production. But there are some throws. I mean, the throw he made at the end of the game, that the interception was a play that, I don't know what he was seeing there. I mean, obviously it's much easier for us to see it in Houston. We were, about 200 feet above the surface. But I'm seeing Texans color right in the hip of Robert Brooks. So I'm saying, I don't know why he'd throw that ball. I'm not sure what he saw. Again, a couple play action passes he missed down the field. But again, you're not going to solve the problem. So the problems aren't exclusive to him. And now you're going to mess with his confidence level. And when he does get in the game, this starts this string of, okay, what happens if Kyle Orton goes in and there's a similar fate for the offense this week? Do they pull him and put EJ back in the middle of the game? Now he's a young player who hasn't had the reps in practice week that he needs to prepare for a game. I just think it creates a whole new dynamic. It undermines, in some ways, it undermines his leadership position with the team.
Who made – this might be a difficult question. Is this a call the head coach makes? Do you think very much it's the head coach and only the head coach? Or is somebody else involved in this process as well?
Yeah, I mean, I can only assume that Coach Marone made the decision, and because they say that he has control of the team, and then it's his decision to make. Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised. I mean, obviously, I'm sure he gathered his coaching staff together and had some advice and discussed what he wanted to do. But that's a hard speculation to make, because you can't. I'm sure that's what, you know, all coaches want control, and they want to be able to make the personnel, the final personnel decision on everybody. And, so I don't know what advice he had or what advice he took from other people. I mean, he ultimately made the decision, and I would think that if he did not want to make the decision, that he would not have. But certainly, I'm guessing he sought advice to see what's the best opportunity to win this game in Detroit, because ultimately that's what they want to do. They want to go to Detroit and put together a good effort, and what gives us the best opportunity to win. And I'm sure that wasn't the only discussion he had, because they just, from an offensive perspective last week in Houston, they just did not play to the level that they'll need to play to give themselves an opportunity to win games.
Kyle Lorton becomes the 14th different starting quarterback the Bills have had since Jim Kelly. What can we expect in the way of maybe a different package as a result of him at quarterback? It's one thing to say that we have to go back to the running game. I think Fred Jackson was quoted yesterday saying that would certainly be a start, but that would have been a start regardless of who the quarterback was. What strengths does Kyle Lorton have that E.J. Manuel doesn't have? Or let me rephrase that. What differences are there in Kyle Lorton's game compared to E.J. Manuel, and how may we see that manifest itself in the game plan?
Well, good question. And, I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that, because I haven't watched Kyle Lorton on film. Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen him on practice, and I don't, he had a couple of quality starts, like I said, a few years ago, and he has some experience in this league. And I would expect him, that there's a few things I think he can do as a veteran quarterback and recognizing certain things. One is, he might not get flustered early in the game if things don't go particularly well, which sometimes young players do, although EJ had seemed like, he was able to recover, with some, he'd make some bad throws, but then he'd be able to come back and make some good throws, which that's just all in the course of the maturity process. And a guy who's had a number of starts in this league, again, I think Kyle has started 75 games in this league, which is a lot. So he'll be a quick decision maker, get rid of the football, not put his team in harm's way, and then hopefully make a throw down the field. But again, you're asking Kyle Lorton to do the same thing you were asking E.J. Manuel to do. From an athletic standpoint, I would think that E.J. is more equipped to avoid a pass rush and pick up some yards with his legs and maybe hurt teams with his legs. I don't know how Kyle's going to be able to throw on the run, if he's effective doing that or not. I haven't seen him on film and recently. But I still think you're not going to insert a guy in there who's going to win a football game for you. You're going to insert a guy in there who's got confidence in his ability, who's had some quality starts in this league, has put up reasonable numbers with that. I think he has 83 touchdown passes in those 75 games, I think he had like 59 interceptions in those starts. So he's got an upside, there's no question, but he's a guy that's, I thought they brought him in the situation where EJ might not be playing well in a game, that he might be able to go in, or EJ gets nicked up. So he goes in, he's a guy that's not going to get flustered in those situations. He can give you quality downs and quality opportunities to convert third downs. But EJ is your guy, and you're going to use a guy who's got that pedigree to come in here and mentor the young quarterback. And that's kind of the path I thought they were following. And this kind of, throws a monkey wrench into that. So, I mean, they're not going to be successful with Kyle Lorton if they don't have a successful running game, much like what happened on Sunday afternoon in Texas.